Dear one, open the Word of God to Matthew chapter 6, please. One verse that I would like us to remember. It's all about prayer. You know that in Matthew 6 in the Sermon on the Mount. And we read this, verse 7. But when ye pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things he hath need of before you ask him. Let's pray. Lord, we have your word, the only sure guide as we are praying for revival. So speak to us, guide us, and may the power of the Spirit really impress on our heart what we should be doing in praying for revival. We ask it in our Savior, precious and glorious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a word here that says, when ye pray, use not vain repetition. It's the only time it is used in the New Testament. That's the only time, and it's a word, it's logio. You got the word logos in there, which means word. But it means vain, empty, useless, have no value. So I was thinking about that expression, vain repetition. And as we are praying day by day for revival, we may feel that we are going to a certain time of a routine, and we can almost tell, oh, I know he's going to pray, tuck, 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 and that's what happened. I just want to open a little parenthesis. Usually we're about 60 to 66, sometime more. If everyone would pray 2 minutes, that would be 2 hours. If everyone would pray 1 minute, then we have a full hour of prayer. So it's not the length of the prayer is that we should all pray. That's a little outside my thought. But we should be more involved in praying. Shorter, but more people. I never heard some who are on the call. But the Lord is hearing you. But it's not bad that we could hear ourselves too. So, vain repetition. 4 places where our prayer become vain. Well, the first one is in James chapter 1. We all know what it talk about in chapter 1. It says that if we need wisdom, we are to pray in what? In faith. So we read that verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that waver is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. So praying in unbelief or without faith is repetition. You just keep on doing, but we don't really believe that God's going to do it. It's praying without expectation. That has come at times in various meditations. So, vain repetition is praying, well, whatever God do, we don't really expect things to happen. So, first thing, praying without expectation, praying without faith or unbelief. Second, Matthew 15 and verse 8. We're not far, we're in chapter 6. So, Matthew 15, verse 8, the Lord says this, which is a quotation from the book of Isaiah, and we read in verse 8, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Vain repetition is saying the word, but the heart is not there. There's no love. We often say praying is love on its knee. or it's love in action. If we love, we're going to pray for sure, because love cannot but pray. So first one, to pray without faith. Second one, to pray without love, without a heart for it. As I would think, it's going through the motion without the emotion, which means without the affection. We go through the motion of prayer and there's no heart in it. So that's the second one. The third one is to pray without thinking. That is vain repetition. No, we know things by heart, and or I would say more, in our head, and we just do it. Turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5. Ecclesiastes, chapter 5. And we read this in verse 1. Quite a warning. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fool, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. And the reason? For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. As Adam Clark would say, prayer is more a heart than the words. So if I pray without thinking, I just go through it, but I don't really think of to whom I'm addressing myself, to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and also what I'm saying. Do I really thinking about the words I'm using? So now, praying require thinking, because we have to weigh our word. No, it's not how beautiful they are, but how much they are from the heart. And no, are they really desire that I've thought of? So that's why he says in Ecclesiastes, don't be too fast to open your mouth. May your word be few. And the last one, there's many more, but I choose four. The last one is in Luke 6, chapter 46. Luke 6, chapter 46. The Lord gave what we would call a mini sermon on the mount. And then he says this in verse 46. After telling the people, he says, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Vain repetition is when I'm saying it, but I don't want to obey the Lord. I'm telling the Lord, but I don't want to obey Him. So that's vain. I'm just saying words, and that's all it is. So if I repeat the four things that make my prayer like vain repetition, first one, I pray without faith. Second, without a heart. Third, without thinking. And fourth, without a desire to obey Him. And as a conclusion, Hebrew 12, verse 14. Hebrew 12, one verse has been on my heart, because this year I've taken the word holiness as a word I want to remember every day. And it says this, "Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man can see the Lord." You know, the antidote of vain repetition is holiness. If I want to be more like my Savior, walk close to Him. Perfect antidote for vain repetition. And I'm going to put in the chat something I took, and I find it very interesting. It is a conclusion. It says, praying without expectation is a vain repetition. Until you are expectant, you have asked nothing. Obedience to God is more important than prayer to God. when you ignore to obey God's word and you keep praying, it means you are doing vain repetition. Oh, may the Lord keep us from doing just that. And now in religion, we see it. But the sad thing, I can do it myself too. I can just do things, go through the motion, but my heart is not there. I don't pray with faith. I don't think of what I'm speaking, to bringing my request. Or do I have a desire to obey? As someone else says, do I put leg in my prayer? So may the Lord keep us from vain repetition. And so we honor him in Christ's name. Amen.